Yeah, good morning. Sunday morning, October the 7th, 2018. It's 10:38, plus or minus a couple. It's it's pretty much the same kind of day it was yesterday. Cold, damp. It's not raining, but it probably would feel better if it were. I almost wimped out today, but I didn't. I have to stop wimping out on things. What I have to do is stop thinking about is it an option that I walk? The answer should be no. Will I walk today? The answer is yes. I will either walk on the treadmill or I will walk outside. But the answer has to always be yes. It's been a hard weekend. It's been very difficult. Watching the re-establishment of white male privilege. As a guiding principle for government. And it's been hard. It's been a difficult weekend. On a happier note, there's a birthday in my house today, so we're going to celebrate. Happy birthday. Not me. It's not my birthday. I need to get back before my meditation goes off at 11. I'll ignore it, but I don't want it to interrupt the recording. It should be okay. I should be back in about 16 minutes. I forgot my hat today. I got my hood on. And the microphone is clipped to the hood, so if you hear some odd sounds, like I turn my head toward the mic or turn my head away from the mic and talk, I usually get around that because the hat moves with my head. The hood, not so much. Still working on getting sleep regulated. I have a 10 p.m. alarm set, and I have a warning set at 9:45. And the last few nights, I just blew through that. Last night, I went to 11:30, I think. The night before that, I went to 1:30. That's even after taking my pills, which usually knock me right out. Thanks, Dan Thompson, for the checklist. It's exactly what I need to do. And now I don't have to do it. All I have to do is follow it. So, yeah, what I'm going to try to do today is distill the ground list of seeker suggestions down to 4 or 5. See how they fit together. See how they work with Ishmael. The good news is I'm having scenes play in my head now. It's like, oh, that would be an interesting thing to do. Oh, that would be really interesting. None of them will show up in the book. I'm pretty sure none of them will show up in the book. There are a lot of people, I will say, there are a lot of people who are going to be disappointed with this book because it's not the book they want. We're not going to have a big family reunion. We're not going to see Alicia Alvarez. Ishmael is not going to get together with Christine Maloney. There's a lot of stuff that's not going to happen that I know people are anxious to see. The book is not going to start out visiting with Brill. I know there are a lot of people who want to see that meeting, but there's no point to it. There's no contribution to the story there. So I know there are going to be people who are going to be disappointed that the book isn't the one that they want. I hope having it be the book that it needs to be will offset some of that. It won't satisfy everybody. But the other thing to remember is that it's not going to be the last Ishmael Wong book. It's just going to be the last Seeker's Tale. Just like Captain Onishir was the last smuggler, the last Trader's Tale. Just like Home Run was the last Smuggler's Tale. It's nasty. I'm getting it's just a tiniest drizzle. Every once in a while, I get a spot of rain on my glasses or a cold spot on my hands. Oh, stay with me. Look first. Sorry. Get a little sidetracked there. So what I'm trying to do is actually get home as quickly as possible, get a fresh cup of coffee, get set down, see if I can't make something out of all of these pieces. I got a lot of pieces. I got the 170 something comments when I asked for people to suggest things that were being sought. There are a couple that really resonated with me. One having to do with older characters, which really appeals to me because of Tanis Fairport, and because I really do want to show the full span here without waiting for Ishmael to be 120 years old. Rain is picking up now. So there's a lot of looking for lost family stuff, which you sort of did already, but perhaps there's more stories there. There's also I've hinted at it in all of the books. There's an El Dorado story. Good morning. There's an El Dorado story in here somewhere. Yeah. Yes, it's really beginning to rain now. Great. Now I have the cranberry stuck in my head. Everybody's looking for something. Cars, cars everywhere, there's cars. Or high school jogger, I would say. Yeah. Yeah, it's fall. Even the weeds are beginning to die out. End of the season. Interesting group. Three adults, three kids, down in the weeds beside the drainage ditch. Oh, we're almost home, which is good because it's getting really raw here. Breeze is coming up. It's getting wetter. But I came out, I walked, I talked. I'm ready to go in and sit down. So here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.